Archer's Omnibus for the week 5 to 9 January 1998.
Just checking her bag for heat, that's all.
Look, Brian, can I have a word?
Oh, Jenny, you can see I'm in the middle of things here.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure you weren't serious about going to see the Tuckers.
Of course I was serious. That sounded as if I was joking at breakfast.
No, you didn't.
Well, there you are, then. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Look, Brian, you've really got to understand that it's not a good idea.
Jenny, our daughter is pregnant. The father of the child's family is apparently ignorant of the fact. I mean, what do you expect me to do?
Look, Kate has specifically said
that. Oh, well, I'd better not say anything then, had I? Mustn't do anything Kate doesn't want us to do, must we? Otherwise, there might be a row.
Look, Brian, that's not fair.
I sometimes think if we'd spent a little less time doing exactly as Kate demanded in the past, we'd have less of a problem than we do now. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right, darling. I know you find it frustrating. And so do I.
Oh, frustrating isn't the word, Jenny. Someone has to take responsibility round here.
Look, just give her some space.
I really don't have time to discuss this.
Look, okay then, let's discuss it tonight over dinner. Please, Brian.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alice is going to a friend's for dinner tonight, so why don't we go out? Just to the ball, I mean, nothing fancy.
It might do me good to get out of the house, I suppose.
Is it all right if I stock up on some stuff for the caravan, Mum?
Well, of course it is, darling. Help yourself.
Thanks. Oh, Dad, Sammy wants a word when you've got a moment. I'll see you later.
Well, I'll come back inside too. I'm freezing.
Hang on, Debbie. I was just coming over to see you. I need a word myself.
Can't it wait till later? I've literally got 5 minutes before I have to be back in the lambing shed.
All right. I'll come and see you there later on.
Yep, thanks.
Look. Yes, this all makes perfect sense.
Of course it makes sense. Have you seen your woolly hat?
It's in the hall. I just think
this is going to stir up an almighty row?
Well, it didn't exactly make for happy relations last time, did it?
Look, you can't argue with those figures, can you?
No, I can't, unfortunately.
The milk income's been down for months.
Yes, I can see that, obviously.
And I mean well down. Look, October's milk money is over 3,000 quid below October 96. See? By the financial year end, we could be 25 grand out.
I know. What's so frustrating is that we don't have any control over the reason for it.
Yeah, well, that's sterling and the green pound and all the rest of it for you. Point is, we can do something about our problem.
Yeah, but your old plan to expand the herd isn't going to be any more popular with Dad than it was the last time.
I don't see why not. If anything, these figures prove I was right in wanting to buy more quarter. Mm. Scarf.
It's round the chair.
Oh, yeah. Look, I know he won't want to spend money when things are tight.
Of course he won't. Who does?
We'll have to do some persuading then, won't we?
Okay, I'll have a word with him if you want.
Oh, no. No, you don't.
You don't want me to have a word with him?
Correct.
What?
Listen, one of the reasons it got ugly before was because you had to act as go-between. I'll talk to Phil about this.
Oh, well, if you think it'll be different this time.
Of course it'll be different. I'm a full partner now, aren't I? Got some influence at last.
Oh. Well, I'd hate to come up against you in a boardroom battle, Ruth Archer.
Damn right you would, David Archer.
Oh. Come in.
Only me.
Hiya, Kenton.
Yeah, come in, mate. Don't let all the heat out.
All right, thanks.
I'd better get over to the dairy then.
Yeah.
Josh should sleep through, David, but I won't be long. I'll be back in time to take him to pick up his sister.
Yeah, righto.
See you later.
Okay.
Something I said?
Hey? No. She wants a word with Mike about one of the cows. What can I do for you?
Coffee?
It's all right for some.
He was such a gentleman. Actually, I've come to ask a favour.
Oh, there's a surprise.
I need to borrow the Land Rover later in the week, if that's all right.
Yeah, all right. What for?
I promised to deliver the old water trough so that I can swap it for that antique bath.
You are a jammy devil, Kenton. I'll say that for you. I wish I could turn an instant profit without any graft whatsoever.
Hey, I work.
Oh, yeah.
That yacht doesn't just run itself, you know.
Not a bad life, though. Debbie told me you were making it sound like a paid holiday last week.
Debbie? Yeah, that reminds me. I was going to ring her and see if she wanted to come out for a drink. I reckon she could do with cheering up.
Number 270?
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on her.
It's just I noticed she wasn't taking a concentrate properly this morning. I wouldn't mind your opinion.
No problem.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
I aim to please. Ruth, take 2 steps forward right now.
Huh?
No, really, right now.
Okay. Ah, thanks, Mike. That could have been nasty.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been too pleasant, no.
And there's me wanting to get a few more like you, eh, old girl? Not if they're going to do that all over me.
Oh, yeah? What's this then? Expanding the herd, are we?
Just an idea we may be considering. I still have to talk to Phil about it, though.
Oh, right.
Actually, if it did happen, I reckon we'd be looking for more help round here. What do you think?
Right? Well, me? Do you mind if we cross that bridge when we come to it, Ruth? It's a bit busy setting up something for when the market garden goes.
Oh, got anything in mind?
Well, I've been talking to Neil about running some sales on the land. Could be a money spinner for both of us.
What does Neil think?
Ah, blowing hot and cold as usual. You know what he's like.
He can be cautious sometimes.
Yeah. If he was all like that, nothing would ever get done, would it?
No, I reckon not.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if it was something Neil didn't know about, but I mean, he's a pig man through and through, isn't he? And it's not as if he's got anything else planned.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll sort itself out. Anyway, I suppose I'd better go and pick up the eldest from school.
Oh, if I knew where my eldest was, I'd be a damn sight luckier.
You what?
Ah, nothing. Just Roy decided to do a disappearing act this weekend, that's all.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't tell us where he was going nor nothing. Just a note on the kitchen table saying gone to a mate's back Wednesday night. He was supposed to be helping me.
That's not like Roy, is it?
Ah, 2 months at university and look what happens. You'll be warned, Ruth. It'll happen to you.
Dad, I was just having a coffee break. Do you want some of this?
No, thanks.
You sure? There's plenty in the flask.
I'm fine, honestly.
Okay.
You getting on all right?
Yep. I hope. Sammy will be back in a minute. Well, he managed to lose the one so far.
Yes, well, that couldn't be helped. Oh, I don't know. What am I going to do, Debbie?
Nothing. Sammy and I have it covered. Although, I could always do with an... hang on, you're not talking about the lambing, are you?
No, I'm not.
Look...
I mean, she's not much more than a child herself.
Kate? I'd have said she was born 26.
Oh, wish I could see it like that. This is why I try and do things. Or try and get things done. I mean, if she won't take responsibility, then someone has to do it for her.
Dad, I thought you came in here to talk about the farm.
Oh, sorry.
Look, no, I don't mean to sound uncaring, but... You can see I've got this to deal with, and I just don't have the time to sort out problems that you and Kate are going to have to sort out yourselves.
I see.
Dad...
No, you're absolutely right. Let's at least not have the business fall about our ears as well.
It's not that bad, surely?
No, of course not, no. But I'm going to draw up some proposals for rationalisation. I'd like you to look at them when you're not too busy, of course.
Look, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean...
No, think nothing of it, honestly. I'll have those proposals for you later in the week.
All right.
Hi. Anyone at home?
Afternoon, Captain.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
It was Debbie I wanted to work with, actually.
Well, she's a bit busy at the moment.
Oh,
hang on. I think this one's going to be a problem. Look, you can give me a hand if you like, Kenton.
Oh,
Right, well, I'll get on with those plans, then. I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, see you, Brian.
Bye.
What do you want me to do?
Come on, old girl, that's it. Well, if you can give me a minute, there's an orphan you can feed for me.
Oh, OK, anything you say.
What was it you wanted to talk to me about?
No, really there. That's it.
Oh, I just wanted to see if you fancy coming out for a drink one night this week.
You must be joking. There we are. Well done, old girl.
Yeah, sorry, I'd forgotten how busy lambing is.
Let's just make sure your airway's clear. There's a straw. There we go. Right, you fancy having a go at feeding this orphan?
Piece of cake.
Well, you tried at 3 a.m. Easy it may be. Pleasant it is not.
Listen, I could give you a hand if you like. You know, pop in every now and then and help out.
Really?
Yeah. If you think you can trust me. I mean, I know having been away for so long, I am technically a townie. But...
No. Right now. I'll take any help I can get.
Blimey. You looked as if you needed that.
Yeah, I did. It's been a heavy day.
You want another one?
No, you're all right, mate. No, I promised Ruth I'd be back in time to read Pippa's story before bed.
I wish mine were at age when I knew where they'd be in the night time.
Oh, yeah, Ruth was telling me. Roy's been away for the weekend.
And just the weekend, mate. Not coming back till Wednesday night. And he promised to give me a hand in the market garden. Not that I'll need it for much longer.
Oh, you'll find something new, Mike, you see.
Yeah, well, this time I hope it's something where I don't have the rug pulled out from under me feet.
Yeah. Anyway, I better be getting back for Pip's story.
Last night, I left it where Mr. Bump was just about to walk into an apple tree.
Oh, well. Better tell me what happens when you come in tomorrow. I'll see you, David.
All right. Bye.
Honestly, it's bad enough the table isn't ready. You'd at least think be able to get some service at the bar.
Look, Cathy said it wouldn't be long.
I wouldn't mind, but it wasn't as if the blasted restaurant was even full.
We could have just waited there.
Listen, Jenny, if I'm going to have to wait to sit down, I may as well have a drink, if we ever get served.
Oh, I'm sure Sid won't be long.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Don't often see the pair of you in here together.
Oh, we've come in for a meal.
Oh, nice.
Thought we'd try and get away from our problems for a few hours.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Do you know how it is with problems, Mike? There's always something or someone to remind you of them.
Yeah, I suppose there is. Well, I wonder what's happened to Sid.
I'm not sure.
Parentis in absentia.
For goodness sake.
Absconding seems to be a major factor in my life at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Oi, come on, Sid, what are you doing back there? Yeah, Roy decided to go walk about Friday. Kids, eh? You'd have them.
Well, Roy should know.
Sorry?
Brian, please.
It doesn't matter.
No, you've got something on your mind, apparently. You better say it.
Well, Roy has obviously not told you, then.
Told me what?
Oh, God.
That you're going to be a grandfather.
Eh?
Oh, yes. Kate's pregnant.
You're kidding.
Believe me, Mike, I wish I was.
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, Bert. You nearly got drenched.
Sorry, boss. Oh, you was looking for Mike.
Oh, he's called in sick today, I'm afraid.
Oh, nothing too serious, I hope.
No, I don't think so. Some family crisis he has to deal with. That's what he told David, anyway. I'm filling the breach just for today.
Well, I could have done it, you know.
Oh, I'm sure you've got plenty of other things to be getting on with. David said he was going to get you to clear out the guttering on the barn.
Oh.
And don't look at me like that. I know it's not everybody's favourite job.
Not in the middle of winter, it ain't. I ain't too keen on ladders, as you know.
But it needs doing. It's been overflowing for weeks now.
Ah, well. I'll have a go at it. As soon as I've done my other jobs, obviously.
Hello.
Oh, goodness, it's like Piccadilly Circus, isn't it?
Oh, I'd better be getting on, then. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Bert.
Can't stop work to do.
Mr. Archer.
Hello, Neil.
Mrs. Archer said you were in here.
If that's the effect you normally have on Bert, we could do with you round here more often.
He's just embarrassed to see me, that's all. Been avoiding me since last week.
Ah, the quiz night fiasco.
I've never known anything like it. We got tramps good and proper.
Yes, so I heard. Anyway, what can we do for you? I'm afraid I've got a milking parlour to wash down.
Well, you probably know I got an appointment to see David about your straits order.
Yes, he did mention it.
I just wondered if I might collar you afterwards. I could do with some advice about something.
Well, if I can just finish washing down in here.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Mr. Archer.
Hello, Neil.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Come to see David about the street.
Oh, that's right. I'm a bit early.
He's just got the kettle on over at the bungalow, so if you're quick, you'll get the cuppa out of him.
Oh, now, there's an offer I can't refuse. I'll see you later, Mr. Archer.
Oh, yes.
Bye, Neil.
So, what brings you over here, Ruth? Am I being supervised?
I'd be hard put to teach you about Milton.
So you haven't come to see if I'm washing the walls down properly?
Of course not. I just wanted a word about quarter.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering what you'd think, given the way things are going now, about buying a bit more.
Oh, that again. Seriously?
Very seriously.
How much?
Enough for another 15 cows. Something like that.
Look, Ruth, I haven't changed my mind, you know. I really don't think this is the time or place.
But we should consider it.
Spending that kind of money when things are this uncertain, it just doesn't seem sensible.
Look, I'll show you the figures later. But the way I've worked it out, it'll end up at least paying for itself. We can spread the costs while we're producing more.
Yeah, I mean, it still seems an awful lot of money. Especially when we don't know how long quotas will be around for.
It'll be at least until 2006.
Oh, well, I suppose that is what the EU have said, but all the same...
Look, I know it's a big decision. All I'm asking is for you to think about it.
Oh, of course I'll think about it, Ruth. But just don't get too set on the idea, that's all. And now, if you don't mind, I'd like to finish washing down.
OK, let's just have a look at his feet.
Oh, come on, Ringo, it's all right. He's a bit nervous, this one.
Yes, I'm told. Yep. I think you're right. Looks like laminitis to me. So a little injection's called for, I think.
Bet you get fed up with people like me always being right.
No, not really.
Oh.
OK. If you could just hold him steady while I give him this injection. Ready?
Sure, whenever you are.
OK, here goes.
There, boy. It's all right. It's all right.
OK, boy. OK. Well done. Oh, when did he last have a tetanus booster?
Oh, I don't know. I'd need to ask Auntie Chris.
Well, we'd better give him one to be sure. I'll go and get him in a minute.
OK. So how are you, anyway?
All right. You?
Fine. Look, Alistair...
If you could tell Christine that I'll need to come in every day to do this, just till it works itself through, then we'll see how he's doing for next week.
Well, actually, it's me who needs to know. Auntie Chris and George will be away next week. They're going to Guernsey, so I'll be in charge.
OK. If you could tell Christine to tell you, then.
I'll try and remember. That's the first time you've made a joke since you got here.
Ah. We'll also need to talk about his diet, box rest and so on. I'll give you some notes on that.
Fine.
I think...
Alistair...
Sorry. You go first.
OK. It was just... Well, you know those theatre tickets for Friday?
Hmm.
I was wondering, are they still free? I mean, have you asked anyone... Well, what I mean is, if they're still... That is, if you're Oh, look, you could help me out here.
No, no, I enjoy watching a grown woman blush. And red really suits you.
Look, what I'm saying is, well, I'm free on Friday after all. If the offer's still open, that is.
Of course it's still open. And I'm glad you've changed your mind.
I can't have disappointed you that much by saying no, can I?
Shula, you clearly have no understanding of the catch you are, or indeed of the male ego.
Oh, dear. Was that why you've been so polite this afternoon?
You want I should be rude?
Alistair.
All right, yes. I was disappointed. So I thought best not show it. I think the phrase for what I was trying to achieve is constructive working relationship.
Oh, sounds awful.
It is. So I'm very glad that we won't be having one. I'll pick you up about 7, then.
7 it is. Shall I start walking him round now?
You sure you don't want one, Neil?
No, thanks, Mr. Archer. I had a cup not so long ago at David's.
Oh, fair enough. So, what's this all about, then?
Well, it's just that John's approached me about running some organic pigs over at Willow Farm, once the market garden's gone.
Oh. And you're considering it?
Yeah, sort of. You think I shouldn't be?
Oh, well, far be it from me to denigrate a member of my own family, but... Didn't John rather leave you in the lurch the last time you were in partnership
with
him?
Yeah, he did. And to be honest, normally it's once bitten, twice shy with me.
Yes, understandably.
But he's promised me things would be different this time. And he is a lot more mature these days. And, well, to be honest, I think a guy could do with a break. What with him splitting up with his girlfriend and all.
Well, that's very generous of you.
But, well, it's the idea of organic pigs I wanted some advice about, really.
Oh, it certainly seems to have made John a tidy profit.
Yeah, I suppose...
You've got your doubts.
Well, I just can't help thinking that, okay, it's very fashionable at the moment, but that could just be because we've had a couple of badly managed food scares in the last few years.
Well, you think organic meat could be just a fad?
Yeah, it's what worries me, yeah. I mean, if people think they're going to get some disease or something from their food, then they're going to look elsewhere.
Until the price comes down far enough.
Exactly. And that's where people really do their thinking, at the cash till. I mean, what do you think, Mr. Archer?
Well, I think it's always wise to show a bit of caution, Neil, but in my humble opinion, organic meat will be selling very well for the foreseeable future.
Well, that's something, anyway. Thanks, Mr. Archer.
Oh, don't mention it. I'm having to show a bit of caution myself at the moment, as it happens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ruth's talking about expanding the herd again.
OK, let's have a look at her, shall we? Just lift her foot, will you, Bert?
Yeah, there you are. Come on, old girl.
Thanks. I'll just... OK. Let's have a look at you. So, you recovered from last week, Bert?
Hey, how do you mean?
The quiz night at the pub. You did get kind of... What's the word? I know, humiliated.
Oh, I'd rather not talk about that, if you don't mind.
Can't say I blame you. OK, you can let her down now.
So, what's the verdict?
It's as you thought. She's got an infection. I'll put her on some antibiotics.
Right you are.
Right. Oh, I very rarely get the wrong answer, Bert.
Here, who's that a dig?
Good question. Here's another one. What's the capital of Peru?
All right, very funny. Anyone can have an off day, you know.
That's true, although it's rare for people to have an off day quite as spectacularly as you did last Tuesday. I know, I was there.
Yeah, you weren't there the other times, though, were you?
Sorry, I'm not with you.
Well, the occasions when I practically won that quiz single-handed. Oh. Nobody remembers them, do they?
What's this?
Hello, David. Alistair was just saying she's going to need antibiotics.
And Bert was saying that in the past he's practically won the pub quiz single-handed.
Was he now?
Well, you know, just in passing, making conversation sort of thing.
I was merrily taking the mickey out of him on his performance last week. Anyway, I'd better give her an injection.
Right. Bert, have you had a look at that guttering on the big barn yet?
Ah, Well, I meant to do it, but I got tied up with other things.
Is the wrong answer. Next question. If I see to Alistair, can you go and do it now?
Well, I,
I'm going to have to hurry you, I'm afraid.
I appear to be missing something here.
Well, it's a bit late, isn't it? It's gone five.
Oh, I'm sorry, but wrong again. Final question. Take your time. Can you imagine how much people are going to make fun if a certain cat is let out of a certain bag?
Or perhaps it's just me.
I'll get on without gutting then, shall I?
Is correct. Congratulations, Bert. You win the prize of most horrible job on the farm today.
Come through, Shula. They're all in the sitting room watching a video. It's nearly finished if you fancy a coffee.
Oh, yes, I will, thanks, Ruth. Has he been good?
Good as gold, as usual.
Oh, that's all right. He's been a bit grisly lately, you see.
No, he was fine. He's been entertaining Josh most of the time, so I think he'll sleep well tonight.
Oh, bless him. Oh, mind you, so will I. Sleep well, I mean.
Busy day.
Eventful, certainly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What about here? Are you too busy at the moment?
Corpin, just keeping a lid on things. It'd be a lot more work if we end up expanding the herd.
Oh? I thought that plan had been ruled out last year.
It's being revived. Or at least I'm trying to revive it.
Yeah, well, take care. You remember how you and Dad fell out about it all before?
Don't worry, things are different now.
Are they? How?
Well, I'm not going to take it so personally for a start, whether Phil agrees to go ahead or not.
Yeah, I suppose being a full partner means you're arguing as an equal rather than as a...
Underling?
A junior, I was going to say, but you made the point.
So, if we go for it, fine. If not, we'll have to think of something else, won't we?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Anyway, why was your day so eventful?
Oh, you know.
No, and something is obviously going on.
Well, why do you say that?
Because you've got that look on your face.
Well, as it happens, I'm going out on Friday on... Well, a date, I suppose.
Oh, yeah? Who with?
Alistair.
Shula Hebden, you're a dark horse and no mistake. Nice one.
Yeah, he is nice, isn't he?
Very nice.
Actually, he asked me out before, but I turned him down at first.
Oh, why?
Well, I thought Caroline was interested in him.
You two have never been fighting over a man.
Of course we haven't. Anyway, Caroline said she was okay about it, so I said yes this afternoon.
Ooh.
Oh, Ruth, stop it.
No, I'm only joking. I'm pleased for you, really.
Well, it's only a trip to the theatre, not like we're engaged or anything.
No. Been a while for you, though, hasn't it?
Since I've been out with an eligible male. Seems like centuries. I think I'm going to be a bit rusty on the do's and don'ts.
It'll all come back to you. You'll see.
I'm sure it will. Whatever happens, it's going to feel very strange. I hope it's going to go all right.
Mark, that you? Yeah, just coming to wash my hands. What are you doing back here? Who's minding the shop?
Oh, no one's minding the shop. I've closed up for half an hour.
Oh, Jack Woolley ain't going to like that, is he?
Well, he'll have to lump it. I've got things to do here and... Anyway, it's not my fault Sharon decided to go her own sweet way, is it? Anyway, I'll be back for the lunchtime rush.
I suppose. You want a coffee?
No, Tar. I'll just get on with these bills. Anyway, got enough to think about without worrying over Jack Woolley's staffing problems.
Yeah, you ain't wrong there.
I mean, I can't believe Roy didn't tell us.
So I can. He knows I'd have given him what for. He knows I'll still give him what for. Probably explains his absence these last few days.
Oh, it's such a shock. Look, don't be too hard on him, love.
It's not a question of being hard on him, Betty. It's a question of sorting things out. I mean, how's this going to affect him at university? Are the Aldridges going to want maintenance money for the kid?
Oh, it's not like Brian Aldridge needs our money.
Either way, it won't get sorted by us tiptoeing round waiting for Roy to break the news to us. So as soon as he gets in tonight, we speak to him, OK?
I suppose we'll have to. Though when we're going to get a chance, I don't know. He's supposed to be working at Grey Gables tonight. In fact, I thought he was supposed to be there this afternoon.
Yeah, you see, this is what I'm talking about. If he's going to be a father, he's going to have to learn some responsibility. I mean, were we like this? Oh, well, 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 talk of the devil.
All right.
We weren't expecting you back till tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm doing two shifts at Grey Gables, so I was going to go straight there. But as it happens, I'm a bit earlier than I thought I would be, so...
Good weekend, was it?
Okay. Yeah,
well, I say weekend. It's more like the best part of a week, really.
Mike.
I'm sorry about that. I know I said I'd help you out, but I'll make it up to you, I promise.
Well, where'd you go, then? Anywhere nice?
Just a mate, you know, from college.
Well, you could have told us where you'd be, Roy.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Well, lots of things he could have told us now the subject's come up, Betty. Like the fact we're both about to become grandparents. Well, that'd be favourite. Oh, cat got your tongue, then, has it?
Now, come on, Roy. What's going on?
Well, apparently you know what's going on, Mum. Kate's pregnant. Now, I've got to get a change of clothes.
Oh, no, you don't, boy. You stay right there. You don't just waltz in here, then waltz out again, not while this is going on.
But why didn't you tell us, Roy?
I only found out myself on Friday.
Yeah, then you went off for 4 days.
Look, it's none of your business, okay, so just leave it.
No, I won't leave it. You're about to become a father. How can you stand there and say it's none of my business?
Because it isn't mine.
What?
The baby. Kate's told me it ain't mine. I've got to get ready for work. Excuse me.
Anyway, thanks, Caroline.
No, thank you, Sid.
It's the week after Christmas, and it's bound to be a bit quiet. People have had enough of boozing. But it'll get busier again, you see.
Well, let's hope so. And look, I do appreciate the work you two put in over Christmas, really.
Oh, yes, well, Kathy'd be very glad to know that. She was like a Trojan in that restaurant over the old days, I can tell you.
I know. It can't have been much fun for either of you.
Ah, well, we coped. Anyway, I promise we're over the worst. New year, new goals, OK?
OK.
And as if to prove it, look, here comes one of the young folk back into the fold. Hello there, John.
Oh, Sid, Caroline.
Hi, John.
What can I get you?
Caroline was here first.
No, 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 it's all right, John. I've just had a meeting with Sid and Kathy. Now I have to get back to Grey Gables. Bye, Sid.
Oh, yeah, right. Bye, Caroline.
Bye, John.
So, what's it to be, John?
Pint of Shires. You got a light?
Yeah, but I didn't know you smoked.
I don't.
There you go.
Thanks.
OK. Pint, wasn't it?
Yep. Right. I guess nothing.
What are you doing?
What's it look like I'm doing?
Try and set fire to the bar is what it looks like from here.
It's all right, I'll put it in the ashtray.
What's happened? Fallen out with a pen pal, have we?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh. Ah, oh, well, I won't pry then.
No.
That's 165, please. Top. So, what brings you back in here, then? Or shouldn't I pry there either?
I'd just rather not go to the Cat and Fiddle. Of course, if you'd rather I did...
No. Don't worry, I'm not complaining. Yeah, it's 35p change. You busy at the moment, then?
Yeah, pretty much. Work's all I've really got at the moment.
Oh, come on. It's never that bad, surely?
No.
You can't let it get to you. Look, if I let people get to me, I'll never get up in the morning.
Yeah, I suppose not. Anyway, I'm getting this organic pig operation together with Neil. He'll be producing me some wieners.
Ah, so he said yes, has he?
Well, not yet, but he will.
Yeah, that's a spirit. Women, who needs them, eh?
Yeah. Right.
Roy, what on earth are you doing?
I'm on a break.
So I can see, what are you doing with that? You don't smoke.
I felt like starting, didn't I? So I bummed one off Jean-Paul.
Well, Jean-Paul ought to know better, corrupting an innocent youth with those ghastly things.
I am over 18, you know. The fact that the rest of the world never stops trying to remind me.
I'm sorry?
Mum and Dad found out, didn't they? About Kate.
Oh, no, who told them?
Brian Aldridge. Which didn't help things, to be perfectly honest, knowing how my dad feels about him.
So how did they take it?
Oh, badly. I mean, badly until they found out it weren't mine. Then it was all smiles. Well, Dad's part, at least. Mm. Never mind how I feel. Oh. Never mind that I don't know if Kate's telling the truth or whether I really am the baby's father. Oh, no, no, it's all right, son. You're off the hook, aren't you? Yeah, of course I am. Everything's just peachy.
Oh, you poor thing.
And what's more, oh, this is disgusting.
And the stinky growth. And kill you, obviously.
Wages are sin, eh? Anyway, what are you doing up here? Shouldn't you be at work?
Just popped over to see you, of course. I wondered if you fancied going out for a drink tonight.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd love to.
To be honest, it's not turning into the greatest week of my life either, and I could do with a company if you're not too busy. Well,
that's the trouble. I'm supposed to be here.
You're doing the evening shift as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Otherwise, there's nothing better I'd like to do than sink a few pints.
Hello, what's all this?
Oh, hi, Caroline. Don't worry, I won't be keeping him away from his work long. Just came to see if he fancied a drink tonight.
Yes, so I heard.
Yeah, sorry, Hayley.
No, it's all right, can't be helped.
Look, Roy, we're not terribly understaffed tonight. We can spare you if you want to just do the afternoon today.
Oh, well, I don't know. I feel like I'm letting you down.
Honestly, if you don't mind missing the money, there's not a problem with me. In fact, I could make much better use of you on Friday evening. Perry's off then, you see.
Oh, well, I'll swap shifts if you like.
Fine. You enjoy the extra R&R.
Huh?
To be honest, you look as if you could use it.
So I told Caroline she has to look on the positive side. Things will pick up, I said. They're bound to.
Of course they will. But had we we do over Christmas, by the way? Reckon it was worth all the extra hours?
Oh, yes. I mean, there are still one or two figures to be totaled up, but, yeah, I reckon we've done pretty well.
Mm.
You don't sound convinced.
Oh, no, I'm sure you're right. Well, it's just that I can remember past Christmases seeming much busier than we were this year, that's all.
Well, because, Betty, me bar staff have become all the more efficient, that's all.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, undoubtedly. Now, I reckon we're out of the slump. And I think I'm borne out by the return of the village youth in here, see?
Well, I'd hardly count Roy and Haley sitting in a corner, return of the village youth.
From little seeds grow mighty oaks, Betty. Besides, it's not just Roy and Haley. If you're going to Plowman's...
Evening.
Hello, love.
Hello, Mike. What can I get you?
Usual, please, Sid.
I'll do it, Sid.
Oh, great.
What?
Now me dad's come in as well. I mean, neither of them were supposed to be in tonight.
Do you want to go somewhere else?
Nah. Well, let's finish these at any rate and decide, shall we?
Fair enough. I mean, we don't want to go traipsing round outside if we don't have to. It's freezing out there.
Oh, too right. So, anyway, what's happening with you? You said you had a bad week.
Oh, well, nothing really. Just the usual.
John?
I got a letter from him on Monday.
A letter? What, saying what?
Oh, everything he said before, really. He won't do it again. He's sorry. Please, will I come back to Apple Cottage?
Mm. So what'd he do?
Wrote back and said no. He should have got the reply this morning.
I see. And you don't think...
No. That... I don't think anything of the kind, Roy. He's got to face the fact that it's over.
Hayley...
No, I mean it. No amount of pleading or writing from you or Tommy or whoever he sends round to do his dirty work is going to change it.
Hayley.
What? Oh.
Hi.
Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Thought I heard your voices. Mind if I join you? I was in the Plowman's.
Yeah? We'd just, come out for a drink, didn't we, Ailey?
Yeah. We're not stopping, actually. We're supposed to be somewhere else, aren't we, Roy?
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hmm.
Well, this is embarrassing, isn't it? I got your letter, Ailey.
Oh, good.
Look, Ailey, if we're going to catch that, that film, we'd better get going.
Yeah, I suppose we had. I'll see you, John.
Yeah. Yeah, see you, mate. I'll give you a call tomorrow, OK? Right, well, bye now.
Yeah. Yeah, bye.
See you home, Dad.
Yeah, ta-da, son.
Bye.
Dear, oh dear. See the look on their faces? John looks like that grim reaper. Thought being young was supposed to be fun.
Well, I got a lot to think about, haven't they?
Well, Roy ain't.
How do you mean?
Well, he ain't got to worry about that Kate Aldridge business. Not if she says the baby ain't his, has he?
I don't know if Roy sees it that way, Mike.
What are you talking about?
Oh, didn't you see it when we confronted him this morning? Even if someone else is the father, Roy plainly doesn't want it to be.
Well, of course he doesn't. He's admitting his girlfriend was, you know, playing the field, innit? Anyway, what do you mean if?
We can't know for sure.
Oh, I think Kate Aldridge would have a pretty accurate idea, wouldn't you?
So I'd have thought would Roy.
Dad, can you come and give us a hand?
Well, this bodes well for the new year, doesn't it?
I want to get that gate back on its hinges. Dad!
The gate will have to wait.
Oh, come on, for once, let's get something done before Brian Aldridge complains, shall we?
You better come in and sit down, Eddie. I warn you, you ain't going to like this.
What's happening? You look like you've just seen a ghost.
Oh, yeah, in a manner of speaking. Death of our good fortune, certainly. Now, sit down.
Flippin' it. Why do you always have to turn everything into a flaming melodrome?
This just come in the post. It's from Milk Mark.
Oh, yeah?
They reckon the cell count in the milk's risen to over 400.
Eh? Come on.
True. Stair in black and white.
Can't believe it.
This is why they're knocking off sixpence a litre as of now.
So regret to inform you that if this state of affairs continues, we will be forced... 10p?
Ah, which in a rough guess means first we'll lose a quarter of the money, then we'll be losing nearly half, and then...
Period of 3 months, stop collecting entirely. That is flaming terrific.
Told you needed to sit down.
What are we going to do? Oh, things are bad enough as they are. I mean, what have we done to deserve this?
You've only got yourself to blame, Eddie Grundy.
What? How is this my fault?
Well, you're the one who can't be bothered with all the hygiene regulations.
That's rubbish, that is. I mean, any rogue, I'm not the only one that does the milking round here.
Well, I'm only saying...
Morning.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
Sorry. Am I disturbing you?
No, we finished here.
That's true enough.
Come in.
Thanks. I won't keep you. Just wondered if we could do our swap this afternoon.
Swap?
Yeah, I can bring that water trough of ours over in Dave's Land Rover and you can give me that old bathtub in exchange.
What bathtub?
Oh, the one of the field dads. You remember, Kenton's got this mate in Borchester, reckons he can use it.
Oh, ah, right.
Well, I just thought we could do each other a good turn, that's all. Eddie?
What?
I said we can do each other a good turn.
Yeah, yeah, true enough. A fair exchange is no robbery, as they say.
Yeah, I'll get it.
You all right, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Just got things on my mind, that's all, mate.
Ah. So, are we on for this afternoon?
This afternoon.
For the swap?
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Come over any time.
Eddie, it's Inspector Coverdale for you.
Hey, one at a time, will you?
Debbie!
Hi, Dad.
Come over to the house, would you? Why don't you look at some plans when you get a minute?
I don't know when that'll be.
Well, can't Sammy take over for a bit?
Oh, he's not here. He's on his lunch break.
What? Early, isn't it?
He had some things to do.
Well, look, you complain often enough I don't tell you what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
Now, when I'm trying to make sure you're informed, it's not right
good
either.
Good grief, Dad, you can see I'm up to my eyes in it. It's all very well you making the decision, but someone has to do the legwork.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. This might have been helpful if you hadn't tried to go for the big rationalisation until after lambing.
Well, there's no time to waste, I'm afraid. The financial situation being what it is, I want to move as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Look, when do you think you might be free? I only want a quarter of an hour.
Well, look, Kenton's promised to pop in and help out this afternoon.
Oh, has he? What's he after then?
Nothing. I press ganged him, that's all. Look, if you come over here with the proposals, we can discuss them in the caravan. That way I can be on hand for any emergencies.
Okay.
Right?
Look, I'm sorry if I was a bit ratty just now.
You're always ratty, Dad.
Well, more so than usual, then.
It's all right. This business with Kate is really getting to you, isn't it?
Well, I thought I'd have got things moving after I spoke with Mike on Monday, but no, nothing. I mean, once again, it's unbelievable. Everybody seems to be pretending it isn't happening.
Dad, you're going to have to start taking a calm approach to all this.
I don't see why I should. My daughter's pregnant.
Because if you don't, you're going to end up alienating everybody and giving yourself a heart attack into the bargain.
Maybe you're right. Anyway, I thought this was a taboo subject with you. You were going to leave me and Kate to sort ourselves out.
Look, no, I didn't mean to sound callous when I said that.
It's all right, I was only teasing.
I was just tired, that's all. You know how draining lambing can be.
Of course I do. Not so long ago, I used to be the one in here at all hours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some of the time, anyway. Look, I'll get back to the office. I'll see you this afternoon in the caravan, OK?
OK.
Oh, Debbie.
Hmm?
Thanks.
Hello, Joe. Eddie about.
Oh, I thought it was you, Kenton Archer. I hope you closed that gate properly.
Of course I did, Joe. Now, where's Eddie?
Don't want them sheep going all over the road now, do we? And ours, see?
Joe, I closed the gate, OK? Now, where is Eddie, please?
Well, he's had to go off somewhere. Business trip, see?
Am I supposed to get this trough down from the Land Rover on my own?
Well, I'm here, ain't I? Not ready for the undertaker yet.
OK, if you think you can manage.
Of course I can manage.
Right, if you take the other side...
Right you are.
Have you got it?
Yeah, well, I got it.
I thought you said you had it.
Sorry, thought I did. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'll live.
Right, well, that's it. Thank you very much, Kenton Archer. Very kind of you.
Hang on, where's the bath?
Bath?
Yeah, the old bath, the one that was in this field. The one I'm swapping the trough for. Where is it?
Well, it's in here.
I can see that, so where is it?
It's with Eddie.
Eh?
We took it off to have it cleaned. Couldn't have given it to you in the state it was in, could we, now?
Oh, you needn't have bothered.
I wouldn't have had it no other way.
See, the thing is, Joe, that was one of the main reasons why I brought over the Land Rover. I had planned to take that bath over to my mate's house today.
Ah, well, Eddie says not to worry about that. You just give me the address of your mate, and he'll drop it there in the van when it's all done.
Yeah, well, like I said, my friend lives in Borchester.
Well, that ain't far, Eddie, won't they?
Felpsham. Sorry, the other side of Felpsham.
No problem, honest. Least we can...
And the thing is, he's in and out rather a lot. He's lent me a key, in fact, so really it's got to be me who delivers it.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know what to suggest, then. We thought we was doing you a favour, haven't it, cleaned like?
Oh, you are, and I'm... my friend will be very grateful. Look, I tell you what, why doesn't Eddie drop the bath over at Brookfield and I'll make sure my friend gets it?
Right you are. I'll tell Eddie when he gets back.
Yeah, bye, Joe. Phew.
Come on, Debbie, it's not that bad.
Not that bad? I know you said you were going to put out a few hedges.
I'm not doing anything I shouldn't. It'll all be in line with the new law, obviously.
Yeah, but that doesn't make this any the less drastic, though, does it?
Debbie, the field structure is archaic. Something had to be done.
Yeah, field, singular, is the right word. By the time you finish, we're only going to be working on one. One big one, I'll admit, but...
Don't exaggerate, you're worse than your mother.
Are you serious? I mean, have you looked at these properly? I'm begging you not to tell Kate about this, at least not while I'm within a 20-mile radius.
Look, I'm not in this for popularity prizes.
Good job too, as far as I can see.
Well, you know the situation. With prices the way they are, our backs are to the wall. We have to be competitive. Surely you can see that. Debbie?
Yes, I suppose so.
Good. I'll start the ball rolling. Look, nothing's set in stone. The reason I tell you all this stuff is so as I can have your input, OK?
Sure, sure. Yeah, hello.
Sorry to interrupt. Just wondered if I might grab a coffee from the floor.
Oh, it's OK, Captain. We've just finished. I could just get past you.
Yeah.
I'll see you later, Debbie.
Yes, yeah, bye.
You want one?
No, no, thanks.
Oh, dear.
What?
I take it the meeting didn't go with a zing.
Oh, it was all right, I suppose. I just get a bit tired of taking two steps forward and one and a half back, that's all.
Ah.
I mean, there comes a point. I'm sitting in the half light in a grotty old caravan inside a lambing shed. I don't contribute, well, not in any substantial way, and I just wonder why I do this. It certainly isn't for job satisfaction.
You sound like you need a holiday.
You may be right, Kenton, but if I was to ask my father right now, he'd probably say we couldn't afford it.
Come and live on my yacht in Australia.
Yeah, yeah, one day.
Better still, invest in my yacht. Then you could come and have a free holiday whenever you like. And you'd end up making money.
Now that, I have to say, is tempting.
Funnily enough, all jokes aside, my partner's thinking of moving on, as it happens.
Is he?
Oh, yes.
So that fantasy you've just sold me, it could become a reality?
Well, we are looking for small-scale investors, yeah. Why? Do you think you might be interested?
Hang on. There you're in.
Right.
There we go. Oh.
So you're the mysterious owner.
Did Kenton not tell you?
Well, he said he was swapping the trough for an old bath, but he never said who it belonged to.
I wonder why.
Yeah, me too. Look, Eddie, I don't want to cause any trouble for my own brother, but, well, if he's up to his old tricks...
Oh, don't you worry about that, mate. It's all under control.
Promise. Oh, well, if you say so. Hey, you know what we were talking about earlier, the cell count in your milk?
I've hardly thought about anything else all afternoon, David.
Well, I really think you should consider getting the vet in, you know?
Yeah, I know, but like I say, I don't want to fork out any more cash if I can possibly avoid it. We're losing enough as it is, and you might be wrong. It might not be subclinical mastitis.
Yeah, but supposing it is. And it may be only in one or two dodgy animals, but if the hygiene in your dairy isn't spot on,
yeah,
and I mean spot on, Eddie, you've got a good chance of infection spreading through the whole herd.
Oh, you may be right. I'll have to think what to do.
Oh, just don't think too long. Shall we get this inside, then?
Sure. Where do you want it?
Good point. I suppose we could stick it in the barn for now.
Right. Oh, I told you Coverdale was coming over, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Ah, silly old plod. Still tried to bend me ear about Orkin's stolen venison. So in the end, I just marched him over to the freezer and showed him what we got.
I see. And that was?
One turkey. Left over from Christmas. A very sad it looked, too. Although not as sad as he looked when you realised he couldn't nick me. Any road, let's get this lifted.
Right. Oh, looks as if you'll be saved the job, Eddie. Here comes the proud owner now.
Oh, it's not for Kenton himself. He says it's for a mate of his.
Mm. Ah. Thanks for bringing it over, Eddie.
Always a pleasure, Kenton.
I thought we could put it in the barn.
Well, I'll leave you to it then. I did sell me back home, boy.
Hang on.
Problem, is there?
Yeah. This is not the same bath.
Oh, no. We've had this lying around for ages. Much better condition and newer.
Yeah, I can see. It looks as if it's circa 1960.
Oh. And the one you thought you were going to get was...
Just a bit older, thank you, Dave.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought this should suit your mate much better. I mean, don't you think?
Actually, I think...
Yeah?
I think that my friend will find this is just what he needs.
Thought you would. See you.
Bye, Eddie.
Yeah, bye.
So, been had recently, have we?
Let's just get this piece of junk in the barn, shall we?
I think you'll be looking at a good deal for Borchester Mills in the end, long term.
I can see that, Mr. Aldridge, but obviously I'm going to have to talk to my manager before I can get the OK on that sort of this game.
Well, don't leave it too long, is all I can... Oh, hello, Kate.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Neil.
Hello, Kate.
Well, what's all this?
Well, I was running low on supplies at the cottage, and Mum said I could take a few things from here.
A few? Oh,
looks like your Mum will have to do another shop now.
Yeah, sorry, Dad.
Well, don't apologise to me. It's not like I ever say anything anyway.
I just went out food sooner than I thought I would. I seem to be permanently hungry these days. I
can't think why.
Anyway, I'll see you. Bye, Neil.
Bye, Kate. Don't tell me I've got all this to look forward to with Emma.
Believe me, Neil, I sincerely hope you haven't.
Oh, I see.
Look, I'd offer you a coffee before you go, but I have to be the accountant in half an
hour. No, I'd better be getting on. Got to meet him myself in a few minutes.
But you're clear with everything we discussed?
Yes. Like I say, I'm not sure my boss is going to be very pleased about it, but
I'll have to sell it to him, Neil. I need your lot to provide me with feed at a competitive price.
Well, obviously, we'll try
good.
To do...
Otherwise, regrettably, I'm going to have to look elsewhere, aren't I? Oh, come in.
Oh, morning, Mr. Aldridge.
Yeah, come in, Mike. Wonder when you turn up.
Oh, hello, Neil.
All right, Mike?
Yeah, not bad. Mm.
Come for the milk money, have you?
Something like that.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'd better be getting on. Got a meeting with John in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Bye, Mr. Aldridge. Thanks very much for your time. I'll get in touch when I've spoken to Mr. McIntyre.
You do that.
Bye, Mike.
Yeah, bye.
Well, I presume you haven't really come for the milk money, Mike.
Well, I have, as it happens. Life goes on, you know.
I see. How much do you owe?
15.24. There you are, look.
Right. There.
Ta.
All square now?
Yeah, I reckon we are.
Do you want to sit down?
Don't reckon I'll be staying that long, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, come on, Mike. I know I could have been a bit subtler in telling you about this. I think we can start being constructive now, don't you?
I don't really see why I should, to be honest.
What? Our children just about to become parents, for goodness sake.
Ah, no, actually.
Huh?
Our children ain't just about to become parents at all. Yours might be, but...
Look, just what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, only the fact that Roy ain't the father of Kate's baby.
What?
I think you heard me. That's what your Kate's told Roy, apparently.
I don't believe you.
You know, funnily enough, I don't care. But I tell you what, just to put your mind at rest, why don't you ask her?
Hello, Neil.
Hello, Caroline. Come in for lunch.
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Ah.
Do you mind if I join you for a second?
No, not at all. Tony's at the bar getting me a drink. I expect if we shout him...
Oh, no, it's all right. Oh, wait till I bought my food.
Oh. Well, take a seat, then.
Thanks. Look, I was just wondering, did you come in over Christmas?
In here? Yeah. You know, on and off. Why?
Oh, how was it?
Not with you.
Well, did it seem very full?
Oh, yeah, I reckon, pretty much. I mean, I came in on the quiz night, so there was bound to be a few in.
And what was the atmosphere like? I mean, was it lively?
Oh, well, I suppose no more than usual. I mean, it was fine, really. I didn't notice anything amiss, if that's what you're getting at.
No. I'm just sort of doing a bit of unofficial market research, really.
Ah, yeah, I had the feeling you were.
Well, it's no secret the bull's been losing out to the Cat and Fiddle lately. I just want to make sure it doesn't continue.
Yeah, but surely you must have done all right over Christmas. The Cat and Fiddle wasn't even open on Christmas Day.
Oh, we did okay, but not as well as I'd hoped. Every time I've come in this week, it's been, it's been a bit like this.
Well, bound to be quieter just after Christmas, I'd have thought. Plus, the schools are back this week, so the family restaurant won't be doing so well.
Yeah, that's what Sid's been saying. And Kathy too, of course.
Mm. Right, there you go, Neil.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Did you want a drink, Caroline?
No, thanks, Tony. I'm going to get some food in a second.
I was just saying, I think it's bound to be a bit quiet after Christmas. In here, I mean.
You worried about your profits, Caroline?
Well, let's just say I want to make sure the slump we've just had doesn't turn into a disaster.
Very wise. Well, it's certainly been lively in here over Christmas. I'd have said so anyway. Very lively. Very lively indeed.
Oh, that's good then. Anyway, I better get fed before I run out of lunch break. Thanks for your time, Neil.
Oh,
bye now.
Yeah, bye, Caroline. You were laying it on a bit thick, weren't you?
Yeah, well, Sid started giving her the evil eye when she came in.
Who what?
He's getting paranoid. Reckon she's come in to spy.
Oh, she's worried about the way things are going here, certainly.
Yeah, right. So I thought I'd do a bit of pro-bull propaganda while I had the chance. Thought Sid would appreciate it.
Look, Tony, if this place is failing, you won't be doing Sid and Kathy any favours by trying to cover it up.
No, I know.
After all, it's tough for all of us. How long do you think I'd last if I started pretending everything was fine when it wasn't?
Yeah, OK. Point taken. Anyway, speaking of business, how'd you get on with John this morning?
Oh, that? Well, we managed to strike up a deal. I'm going to start producing organic wieners for him.
Oh, good. least that ought to cheer him up a bit.
Yeah, I can tell he's not very happy at the moment.
You don't need to ask why either, do you?
Hayley?
Yeah. Hell hath no fury, all that.
I can hardly blame her after what happened, can you?
Oh, you know then.
Susan's had it all from Betty about Sharon up in Styx last week.
That's all a bit of a mess, isn't it?
I say. So, there's no chance of them getting back together then?
Who? John and Hayley?
Hmm.
Well, if there isn't, it won't be for want of trying. He's written to her. He's even sent Tommy round to talk to her.
No joy, I take it?
None. But I don't think he's given up. Not the sort to take no for an answer, is our John.
Now, that I can vouch for.
Well, how do you mean?
Down in the dumps he may be, but it doesn't stop him from striking a hard bargain, I can tell you.
Just a second. Okay, you'll do. Come in.
Hello, Caroline.
Oh, Alistair, how are you?
All the better for seeing you.
Oh, flatterer.
Never. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. I just made some tea when Linda rang through to say you're on your way up. Would you like some?
Oh, that'd be very nice.
Come and sit down.
Thanks. Look, is this all right, me just arriving unannounced? Only Mrs. Snell seemed to think you'd be a bit busy.
No, no, it's fine, really. Just pay for work. A few bits and pieces. Milk?
Thanks.
So, what can I do for you? Or is this a social call?
Well, in a manner of speaking, I suppose it is.
Oh, really?
Caroline, you like the theatre, don't you?
Yes, I do, very much.
Yeah, I just happen to have these tickets for the Christmas show tonight in Worcester.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. So the thing is, well, I wondered if you'd like to, well, go.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'd love to.
I mean, obviously, I had planned to go with Shula originally.
Shula?
Yeah, but obviously with Daniel being ill.
Oh, Daniel's ill?
Oh, just a cold. But he's a bit clingy, you know.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, obviously, I'm a bit disappointed at Shula letting me down, but we've arranged to go out next week instead, so I thought, why let these tickets go to waste?
Oh, did you? Did you really?
Yes. And I thought, maybe you'd like to go with Graham.
Graham? Oh, you mean Graham Ryder?
Yeah. Sorry, who did you think I meant?
No one, sorry, I wasn't really thinking. Yes, that would be fine.
Great. Ah, there you are, then. Enjoy.
Thank you, Alistair. That's really very nice of you.
Pleasure. Oh, actually, you know, I think I'd better forego this tea or I'll be late for my 3:30.
Oh, well, never mind.
Anyway, hope you have an enjoyable evening.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
Right, then. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Alistair. And thanks again. God, it's Friday.
Soapen!
Kate?
Oh, hello, Dad.
You mind if I have a word?
Sure. Come on through.
Thank you.
Just making something to eat. I'd offer you some, but I know you don't like anything that wasn't still making a noise when it expired.
Well, I had a big lunch.
Oh?
Yes, I've been in a meeting in Borchester. Not that I was much use there. I'd have come round sooner, either way. Oh, that's an interesting poster.
It's a print. Jack Chalatain, I think it's by. Luther gave it to me.
Bosley.
Oh, come round sooner about what?
Look, I don't know how to say this, really. It's just, Kate, I wonder if you could manage to try not to hurt me any more than you have already.
Oh, pardon? What have I done now?
I mean, it's bad enough that I have to deal with you getting pregnant. Oh. Obviously, I know we occasionally have a volatile relationship, but do you think, I mean, do you honestly think you could, as a favour to me, try and acquaint me with all the facts? From now on, that is.
What facts? What are you on about?
I'm on about, as you put it, the fact that Roy isn't the father of your baby.
Oh.
Yes. You know who told me? Mike told me.
You've been speaking to Mike?
Yes, I...
You've been discussing my private life with Mike Tucker?
Don't turn this conversation around to me, young lady. I'd just like to know if there are any more little skeletons in this, frankly, overpacked closet.
Mind your own damn business.
This is my business, Kate. I'm the grandfather of the child you're going to have. It's me who's paying for you to eat and live.
Oh, that's it. Bring it down to money, as always. What difference does it make who the father is?
It makes a difference to me. And as I'm...
paying for everything, yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Just tell me who he is.
All right. Luther's the father, okay?
Luther. The Protestant.
That's right. Oh, sugar. Oh, you happy now?
Oh, yes. Delirious.
Well, it's too bad, Dad, because it doesn't make any difference either way. I'm bringing up this baby, no one else. And you can go on about how much you're paying and how much it's costing till you're blue in the face. It won't change anything.
That's all you think of me, isn't it? That's all you think I care about. How much this baby's costing.
It's all that I ever seem to get from you, Dad. That's fine. It's fine. It's your thing. I'm just saying that money isn't that important to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. If that's all I am to you, the uncaring, money-grabbing Victorian miser...
I didn't say that.
Why don't you go and find Luther in his teepee or wherever he is and let him support you? That way you'll be free of my nasty capitalist ways and I won't have to pay for your stupid mistakes.
Is that what you want?
It's what you seem to want.
Right then, I'll go. Just as soon as I get my stuff together, we'll be off your hands for good.
Fine.
The Archers was written by Peter Kerry and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.